Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know in life you've got to stay active and you've got to stay busy? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we're looking at the story of Esther, the book of Esther in the Bible, one of only two books named after women. But what I like about Esther, it was written in a non-believing environment. There was no Christians in these days, but there were Jewish believers, and God had made that covenant with Abraham and his descendants, and they were called Jews, they still are. And yet the Jewish people had sinned, they'd rebelled against God. God had carried them away captive, firstly to Babylon, and then the Persians destroy the Babylonian Empire, and the Persian Empire is established. So the book of Esther is written in that context of the Persian Empire. So the surroundings are not Jewish. There's no Jewish temples. There's no Jewish rabbis calling the shots. There's no worship of God. There's no sacrifice that God told Moses to initiate. And it's kind of like the Western world today. You know, you can't say the Western world is Christian any longer. You know, a lot of people in non-Christian countries look at the West as Christian nations. They see America and Australia and Great Britain and Europe as Christian nations. But sadly, we know that the heart of the West has turned away from God. This rebellion against God sort of started, I think, in the 60s in a big way through music, pop culture, bands like the Beatles and the, you know, the whole Woodstock thing, the drug craze, the hippie movement. And the West turned its heart away from God. So we have Christian values somehow in our society. We have Christian traditions. We have a lot of church buildings. But sadly, this is what we call a post-Christian world. Mordecai and Esther in this book of Esther are living in the same sort of environment. It's not a believing environment. Not everyone believes what they believe. So we can learn a lot from Mordecai and from Esther. And today I want to focus on one verse. The Bible says that when Esther was taken into the palace to be a potential queen, in chapter 2, verse 11, it says, every day. Now in your mind, say those two words. That's it. Every single day, Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. He was the uncle, and he was pacing up and down every single day. What was going on here? Mordecai was staying active. Mordecai was staying observant, and Mordecai was being diligent. And you know what? Regardless of what your life circumstances are right now, what you're doing, what your employment status is, you may be unemployed, you might be part-time, you might be casual, you might be a student, you know, you may be retired. I believe that we have to stay active. God's way is activity. God is not a God of the idle. God is not a God of the lazy. He's not into just us lying around and just sitting on our backsides and doing nothing all our lives. He wants us to be active. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23 says this, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks. Mordecai was pacing up and down to learn what was happening to Esther. Now, think about Mordecai. Like, he's a Jewish guy living in the Persian Empire, in the capital of the Persian Empire. He may not have had a job. We don't know. Or maybe he had a business. We don't know. But the reality is, he sacrificed his time. He used his time rather than sitting at home talking and dreaming and fantasizing and imagining whatever. You know, he paced up and down outside those women's quarters. He stayed busy. And Paul modeled this. You know, like sometimes as an apostle, as a traveling preacher, the Bible says Paul would make tents. He was a tent maker. He stayed active. He stayed busy. He didn't just sit around all day just waiting for miracles to fall out of the sky. Although on his life journey, God did do miracles in Paul's life. Supernatural things happened. You know, but sometimes he worked with his own hands. He wasn't afraid to work. Even the Son of God, Jesus, when he came into the world, he didn't just sit around for 30 years waiting for God to open up a door. He worked as a carpenter. He did a trade. He learned the craft. He worked with his hands until God released him into what he called him to do. I want to encourage you today, stay busy, stay active, and work with your own hands. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.